This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor of the City Wire website that's devoted to business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. A wide variety of news on the City Wire this week. Everything from sort of history to culture to politics. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with the Board of Apportionment Organizing. That's the group that's going to lead us through redistricting.
Yes, through the legislative side of redistricting. You know, the legislature, the Arkansas legislature redistricts congressional districts, but the Board of Apportionment, which is Governor Beebe, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, and Secretary of State Mark Martin, they're the Board of Apportionment. And thankfully, Roe v. Brock reported on that for us, and it started off very awkward, Kyle. Apparently, Secretary of State Mark Martin spent about $70,000 out of a budget of only $200,000 that it was set up for this board already, I mean, before they even got started. So Governor Beebe and Attorney General McDaniel were not happy at the first meeting.
And this is a process that will, well, I mean, it's not going to take that long once it gets going, supposedly.
No, it shouldn't take long. And again, you know, we've been promised that there, you know, we now have this fancy schmancy software that can cut, you know, down to the street level and redistrict legislatively to the exact number. So hopefully it won't take long. You know, hopefully it won't require a lot of money. But the numbers, roughly the numbers, House districts have to be about 29,000 people, and Senate districts are just a little over 83,000. People, and keep in mind, they'll still keep it at 35 senators, state senators, and 100 state reps. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting how they divide. You know, of course, counties have always been divided up with legislative districts, but this time we have a legislature that's more evenly divided in terms of Republicans and Democrats. So this will be an interesting process.
There is about a little over a week left for opponents of a 1% prepared food tax in Fort Smith to submit more than 2,800 valid signatures to have the question on the ballot in front of voters whether this tax, which has been passed by the City Board of Directors, whether it should stay.
Correct. And, you know, I talked to one of the organizers earlier this week, and he admitted to having maybe around 2,000, which only 10 days out, they're going to have to get cranking, because these have to be 2,800, I think it's 2,822 valid signatures. So I remember at one of their early meetings, one of the organizers who has done this before, conducted this type of petition thing before, said, you better at least get 5,000 signatures, just so as they, you know, cut some off, there'll be some duplicates and that type of thing. You at least get to 2,800. So they've got a lot of work to do in the next 10 or 9 days if they're going to get the right number of signatures. And March 25th is their deadline.
Something else I've read on the City Wire this week, Kavanaugh Mound. This is a historic mound that's inside the city limits of Fort Smith, right?
Right. You know, it's the darndest thing. Kyle, I lived here for almost 15 years before I even knew about this. And I first wrote about it last March. But they think that it's a Caddo Indian mound that may have been constructed between 1100 and 1300, of course, AD. But it's about 200 feet long. It's about 40 at each base. It's about 40 foot tall. And it's right here in South Fort Smith. I mean, right, there's a church next to it and a trailer park and a warehouse. I mean, it's just right in the middle of everything. Of course, you know, this used to just be bottomland, just a, you know, stone's throw, so to speak, from the Arkansas and Poteau Rivers. There was nothing here. It was a great place for tribes and different groups to settle because of the confluence of the rivers and all the game and the rich bottomland. But it's interesting, you know, the Archaeological Conservancy has bought the property, and Tim Mulvihill, an archaeologist with the University of Arkansas System, they're now in the process of cleaning it up. They want to do a computer analysis of it to see what's inside, to see how the mound is constructed, what kind of soils, because they have an eastern portion of this mound they have to rebuild. And I don't know, it's just from someone who loves history, it's just fascinating that this mound is just right here in the middle of the city.
There's something kind of special happening tonight in Fort Smith with John Bell.
Yes, John Bell, a great artist based here in Fort Smith. He, Larry Foley, a journalist at the University of Arkansas, has pulled together this documentary film about War Eagle and the bridge to War Eagle. It's about the river and its history and what it's meant to that part of the world. Well, a part of that film has John Bell. It's a time lapse of him drawing or painting this image of War Eagle, and it's a wagon, a gentleman driving a wagon across the bridge, and there's a young man in the back, and a dog is trailing them, and there's the War Eagle Mill in the background. But I'm looking forward to it. The movie's already premiered in Fayetteville. I think it premiered March 10th, but it'll be here tonight at the Fort Smith Public Library at 7 o'clock, I believe, and Mr. Bell will be there, and it'll be the Fort Smith unveiling of his original print.
And finally, I am a numbers geek. I love numbers, whether it's baseball, whether it's the economy, whatever. And you've put together a new sort of monthly thing for number geeks.
Right. We're calling it the Numbers by the Wire. Of course, a play on the City Wire. But, Kyle, we do have what's called a compass report. Every quarter, every fiscal quarter, every 3 months, we take a look at the regional economy, you know, where it's been, where it's going, that type of thing. And we've had such positive feedback from that one of the things we heard was, how about a quick and dirty monthly look? And so that's what we've done with Numbers by the Wire, and we try to keep it simple. One of the things we've noticed from a lot of the reports you get from federal agencies, government agencies, even universities, you're just flooded with numbers. I mean, it's just graphic after graphic, you know, Excel spreadsheet after spreadsheet of numbers, and it's, you don't know what they mean. What are these numbers telling me? What's the trend? And so what we try to do is to avoid flooding people with information, just provide them with 9 sets of data that just gives them, like I said, a quick and dirty look of what's going on in the economic world around them just right here in the Fort Smith region. So we hope they'll find it valuable. I'm sure we'll probably adjust this report as we get feedback, because we love to get feedback. And we get a lot of good constructive feedback from our readers, but it's out there on the City Wire. It's just a 2-page PDF people can download and print and pass around. That's the other thing that's simple about it.
Now, let me ask you, because you can look at numbers, and obviously they don't always tell you the whole story, but you have everything like unemployment numbers, but Arkansas river traffic as well. And I read here that sand, gravel, and rock in the first 2 months of 2011 compared to 2010 was down 18%. Do I know what that means?
Well, sand, gravel, and rock are components of the construction industry, and that should give you an idea of what is happening with the construction industry, not only in Arkansas, but in this region that's served by the, you know, the McClellan Kerr Waterway, which is from Tulsa all the way down to the Mississippi River in Arkansas. So that gives you an idea of, you know, road construction, housing construction, you know, any type of construction. I'd be remiss. Benefit Bank here in Fort Smith helps to sponsor this. They're a great sponsor, and they've signed on and approved this as well.
And it's called Monthly Numbers by the Wire, and you can find it at the City Wire.
Yes, sir.
Michael Tilley is the editor of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, again, happy St. Patrick's Day, and thanks for your time.
You as well. Talk to you next week.